Pete Rose logged more hits in baseball history than anyone else. No one has come close to breaking his record. But he was also at the center of one of the game's biggest scandals, a scandal that changed baseball forever. In the new book, Charlie Hustle, New York Times bestselling author Keith O'Brien chronicles Pete Rose's spectacular rise and fall. Drawing on firsthand interviews with Rose himself and his associates, this is Pete Rose as we've never seen him before. By Charlie Hustle, available wherever books are sold.
Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Brought to you by Sky. Watch new, unmissable, exclusive dramas on Sky.
Today FM.
Yesterday, then, there was a big announcement about Joe Canning, by Joe Canning, and he's been described by Henry Shefflin, nonetheless, as on a tweet there, as a phenomenal hurler, an absolute legend of the game. The 32-year-old who made his senior debut in 2008 for the Tribesmen has called time in his Galway career after an illustrious 13 years that yielded an All-Ireland title, 3 Leinster crowns, 5 All-Stars, as well as Hurler of the Year award. All well-deserved. An absolute legend. So let us go live to Galway this morning on Gift Grub. And I do believe we have got Marty Morrissey there in Galway. Obviously out on the side road there. Sad news, Marty, but a great player nonetheless.
Good morning, Ian. From Corrifin to Clarenbridge. From Turlochmore to Tully Cross. From Barna to Ballinasloe.
Okay, yeah,
Salt Hill, yeah. Spittle.
Joe.
From Letterfrack to Leenaw.
Okay, Joe.
The people of Galway are in mourning this morning, Ian, for the great Joe Canning, the alumna from Port Tumna. Not since the Shoiga sisters on T.G. Cahir in 1996 has anyone aroused more raw, undiluted passion in Galway. But today, Galway is quiet. It's safe to say there won't be an oyster swallowed in Oran Mór tonight. Thanks, Ian.
Thank you very much, Marty. Fantastic stuff. I think we might have Davy Fitz on the line as well, in the same line, of course. Davy, what can you say about Joe Canning? Here we go.
Hi, Lucas. I tell you now, Ian.
Yeah.
I tell you, Joe Canning was some hurler.
Oh, yeah.
A savage hurling man, so he was. And it just shows you how you need to hang on to these great hurling personalities, because the abuse some of them are getting, the abuse some of them do be getting out there is an absolute disgrace, so it is. Mm. But fair play to Joe Canning, absolutely savage man, so he was.
Okay. Thank you, Davey. Thank you very much for that. And of course, Joe Canning is from Galway, and Galway very much associated with our president, Michael D. Higgins. What a player, what a man. How are you doing, Michael D.?
Well, yes, I'm doing very well. And I just wanted to echo what Marty and Davy said, of course, Ian. And some players are more than just players, of course. They lift your spirits.
They do.
Like painters or poets. And Joe Canning did that. He had the ability to lift one's spirit like a poet. And in actual fact, I wrote a small poem.
Well, Michael D.,
you're not going to allow me to do it again, are you?
No.
This is what happened.
No,
I've actually stayed up all night writing a poem.
Okay.
And every single time I come on, you say, oh, we have no time.
No.
We have to go to Ariana Grande or something. Is this because of new owners or something?
Sorry,
is it,
no.
Is it really worth playing The Weeknd,
Michael,
rather than a poem?
Sorry, Michael D. Michael, what I was trying to say to you is we actually do have time.
What?
We do have time for you to read your poem, which you stayed up all night writing in tribute to Mr. Joe Canning, who has announced his retirement from Intercounty Hurling.
I don't know if I'm in the mood anymore.
Oh, come on now. Hey, Michael D., you're an L pro. Go on, do it. Go on.
Right. You really want it?
Yes. Not just me, the nation wants it.
Well, I have it here. Okay.
The nation wants it. Go on. I put a bit of gusto into it, you know.
An artist, a warrior, departs at his peak. The Saw Doctors, the stunning. Joe Canning, unique. Soft wrists, your supple hips, mesmerizing pace. You hurled DJ and Shefflin into the halfpenny place. You mastered that slither in striking and pulling. Christy Ring was a legend, Joe Canning's Cuchulain. And now, from us, maestro, we know what's expected. I demand a statue of Canning is immediately erected. of wrought iron, not of granite or brick, just a giant Joe Canning with his massive stick. And a huge parade in Galway will be led by an enormous Joe Canning Machnus head. And then, for the man who terrorised Bax, we'll rename Papa John's Papa Joe's at Supermax.
That was just...
Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. Worth doing. Thank you very much, Michael D. Cheers. Good
Thank
luck, Joe.
Much. I appreciate it.